It's a wonderful time of the year, and it's also Pentecost Sunday. Wow. I think back on doing that 17-week series on the Holy Spirit, and I hope and pray you got something out of it. But as we look about Pentecost, we're going to kind of review a lot of the things about the Holy Spirit. And if you remember some time ago that I said, you know, our imagination is an important part of our faith relationship with God. Because you got to be able to imagine some things. Put yourself in the place. There's a commercial on television that I see every once in a while where people say, well, if you can't sleep at night, you can download these sounds. You can download a pig sound, a brown sound, and this kind of sound, and it'll help you sleep. But you gotta imagine the rolling of the ocean and the soft, sweet sound. Well, think about that for a moment. Now, we're doing this online, so it's kind of hard to do it, but think about this. Close your eyes for a moment and imagine that you're in a beautiful place. A secluded place, but a safe place, with beautiful green foliage and rocks and flowers and crystal blue lagoon water filled to the brim, and a waterfall, you know, rushing down. Because when you think about this and you're in this place, your mind can hear that water flowing through the rocks and over the rocks and the rushing sound of water as it pours over the edge of the cliff. You know, the white foam and the fresh air, the water forming into mist across the flowing, rippling water. Now, in your mind, slip into that serene oasis. Feel the fresh, cool water on your skin. Breathe in the secrets of nature and the scents. Allow the sound of the rushing water to soothe your spirit, relax your muscles, and refresh your soul like a natural spa. Put your fingers together and cup some of the fresh, clean water with your hands and bring it up to your lips and gulp it down, you know, like, oh, refreshing, cool water. Now, we're imagining, that's crazy, I know, but how does that feel? When you think about it, imagining a scenario that relaxes you, releases your stress, and brings you to a peaceful place. So now, I want you to imagine that all of that water that you feel surrounding yourself and immersing you and nourishing you, that soothing, rushing sound, that fresh, clean purity, all of it is not mere water, but the very Spirit of God. Now, Jesus told us in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, always test the Spirit and make sure it's of me. Because you got a lot of spirits out there that are competing for your attention. But not merely the water, but the very Spirit of God. Let it flow around you. Let you feel it. Let you taste it. Let it soothe your soul on this Pentecost Sunday, because the Spirit of God is with you, so you can receive the living water of Christ. Now, I hope you can imagine all of that. And if you had closed your eyes or you're just listening, you can open your eyes now. And this is the way that Jesus described the Spirit of God to his disciples. The Holy Spirit. It's like fresh, living water from the deepest wells on the earth, and to soothe your thirst and quench your parched soul. Refresh your body and your mind and your spirit, and when you emerge from it, the Spirit will continue to flow out through your heart like a river. I think everyone that you meet will sense that within you as they see the moving of the Spirit of God in your life. Now, that's a powerful image, amen? And on this day of Pentecost, that's what happened. The disciples were ready. They opened their minds and their hearts, and they allowed the Spirit of Christ to immerse them in God's power and energy. So as the Spirit poured out over them, they spoke and they prophesied. More importantly, even than that, they emerged entirely changed, infused with the Holy Spirit. Christ dwelled with them in a new and a powerful way. The disciples became apostles, which means they go and teach. They would go out to proclaim, to witness, to heal, to bless, call for repentance, and to declare the forgiveness and promises of Christ. And neither peril, threat, nor sword would deter them from their mission. Now, that's quite a change, because just before Jesus' ascension, the disciples had remained fearful, if you remember, worried and confused and unsure. Where's this guy gone? Now they become filled with the zeal and the energy and the courage and determination, because they had become Spirit-filled, Spirit-infused. You see, you get filled with the Holy Spirit when you accept Christ and make a commitment with Him, because you don't get Him in pieces. You're getting God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But from that time that Jesus encountered the Samaritan woman at the well, Jesus had talked about this living water. But at the beginning of His mission, none of them truly understood what He meant by this. Even Nicodemus had not understood what it meant to be born of the Spirit. Now they understand. Last week, if you remember, we heard Jesus is warning His disciples not to undertake His mission without the Holy Spirit infusion. Now that we've been baptized by the purifying fire of the Spirit and filled with the power of God and guided by the ever-present Spirit of Christ, they follow His lead to bless and to heal and to gather and to love. We are modern-day disciples, and we're called to do the same. So today in our time together, let us continue to witness to the power of the Holy Spirit of Christ among us. And we call out to God to allow us to experience the presence of Christ among us and within us. He is here. So if you're feeling the power of the Spirit coming over you today, and if you feel the presence of Christ is with you always, and the voice of God is calling you, follow that voice. For you have been called living water. It's healing water. The Spirit of Christ will not only nourish and prepare you, but will empower you to be a change agent in the world. Wow, praise be to God. And it will enable you better than any effort that you can ever imagine on your own. It will give you the gifts and the graces you need to minister the good news of Jesus Christ. So take a moment and close your eyes again on this beautiful Pentecost Sunday and feel the presence of Christ around you. Open your mind and your heart to the power of Christ among you and experience the joy of Christ that's within you, because you have been blessed. In our world that we live in, when somebody's body needs for a cure in a powerful way that can travel fast through the veins or heal and nourish us, we call it an infusion. Well, be infused with the Spirit of the living God. Instead of a slow-acting medication or a process, an infusion sends the needed intervention straight to the bloodstream to travel all through your body. You see, in a sense, it's the experience of Pentecost. It's something like that. Although we can spend a lifetime learning about God, praying, studying, worshiping, and listening to God's voice, the Pentecost experience is like a super intense, powerful, immediate infusion of the living water of Christ. It's total immersion in the energy of the Holy Spirit, in which the Spirit of Christ so moves us and changes us that we can't help but recognize God's life-giving, heart-changing, Spirit-energizing presence in our life. So when we marinate in the Spirit of Christ, we find our true north, our true nature, our true identity, and our true direction in life. And we can't help but to tell others about it. We feel healed and whole and filled and redeemed. We feel purified, electrified, and humbled and renewed. People of God, I hope and pray when you feel the power of the Holy Spirit surrounding you with hope and love and rejuvenation and peace, that you will know the agency of God in your life. He said He would never leave us nor forsake us, and He hasn't. He is with us every day. He is in you and with you everywhere that you go. If you accept Christ into your life, you are anointed with the Holy Spirit. So open your heart to God and make sure you continue to let Christ in, because the world will try to block him in your life. And now that the Spirit of Christ, let us rise up and sing, for the risen Christ is alive among us this morning in every waking moment of our life and your faith will never be the same again. In Jesus' name, amen.